Hello, this is Drew. How are you?
Hello, this is Mark calling from Canada.
Hi, Mark. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
And we're the
Is
first
anyone else
two.
here?
No, we may be the only two.
Hey, thanks for taking over.
I don't really see it as taking over. I'll just, I guess someone has to put their hand.
Moderating, yeah.
Are you feeling better? I heard you said you were under the weather.
Yeah. I'm just getting over a couple of nasty back surgeries, so I had to relearn how to walk this year twice.
Well, best of luck with that. I went through a pelvis injury at a young age. I learned to re-walk myself. It's very hard. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's just something you do. Well, we'll give it a few more minutes to see if anyone else shows up here since it's just 12:01.
It's
Although,
oh, I
yeah.
wanted to ask you actually. It seems we're alone. I want to. This is being taped, though, eh?
Yes. We're not quite alone.
Okay. Maybe I'll ask you online then, or email you directly.
That's fine.
So there aren't too many items on the agenda, though.
No, very few.
Oh.
And I just thought,
Okay.
go over the action items from last time, and then I see
Yeah.
again, you've got a couple of things here. As I recall, last time the action items were mostly making you do work, so.
Well, I think it's worked out. I still haven't gotten too much out of the drink thing. I haven't had much time. So
Now,
I
I
was hoping
actually
to
put together an idea, but I haven't sent it off to anybody yet. So, I don't know. I'm not sure that it's really going to go anywhere or not.
I was actually going to try. I was actually going to try to maybe go online and trying to find some cooking forums and maybe giving them the color palette and seeing if they could come up with interesting dishes that would like look like LibreOffice.
Well, that's the thought.
Yeah,
It's
because we could have
kind of like
a menu. Oh, go ahead.
I said it's sounding a little bit like setting up a Super Bowl party we do down here where you try to make a theme. Good
Yeah.
afternoon. This is Drew. Gonna ask who just came in?
Hi, this is Alexandro.
Hello, Alexander. How are you?
Doing
We
all
have
right.
Mark. Mark is on the line also up in Canada, and myself, and it's just the three of us at the moment.
Great.
Hi, Alexandro.
Hi, Mark.
I guess we'll give it maybe 3 more minutes or so and see if we get any other folks wandering in.
I think on the IRC, I think that's Ingrid, right? She says the number in Belgium is not working. Or that's what that is? I think she's just trying to connect, so it's nothing to do with the actual PIN number.
if we have anything else in the email. No, I guess not. Yeah, I didn't know whether people would show up or not because I noticed the doodle was set up for the 29th, and then and there was like 13 people that signed up, and then it was switched to the 1st. So, I didn't. There wasn't another set of names for that date, so I didn't even know whether anybody had signed up for this in advance or not.
Oh, I think originally we were only 5.
Well, on the link that's on the wiki page,
yeah.
There's 13 now.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. It looks like Luxembourg is not working either. I guess you have to have a European running the controls. I'll hear it about that.
Yeah.
Someone just join us?
Yes, my name is Ralf. I'm new here.
Oh, hi. Welcome. My name is Drew. We have Alexandro on the line and Mark. I'll let them say hello for themselves.
Hi, Ralf.
Hello.
Apparently we have another person trying to get in, but they're having some problems with the line in Belgium and Luxembourg, apparently.
Hi, guys. David Nelson here. Hi.
Well, hi, David. How are you?
I'm okay. That's Drew, huh?
This is Drew, and we have Mark, Alexandro, and Ralf, is it?
Yes.
Yes, and Ralf on the line.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Well, given that it's 7 minutes after, and I guess we have our 5 now... why don't we go ahead and start, and hopefully Ingrid, I just told Ingrid on the IRC she could drop Florian a direct email, see if he could help. Hopefully she'll do that, or I can do it also. But let's go ahead and start. If we look at the agenda for today, I had added a new item at the top just the last second just to do a quick review of the action items from the last call. And if folks would want to, we could start with that, or we could start into the items that are already there for this agenda, but I think they overlap, so either way gets us to the same way. So if that's good with everyone, if we look at the November 17th call, the first set of items were on the release preparations, and I know Florian isn't here, so there was a comment there we might pass on this, but since we do have Mark on the line, and Mark was the person with the action items, Mark, if you want to just maybe take 30 seconds and just if there's anything there worth reporting, let us know.
Oh, sure. Well, I did coordinate with Sophie, and we are going to work on the press kit. Now, Italo, I guess, is key player there. So I guess we're just pretty well waiting on Italo to write back as far as finishing up the press kit. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's coming along really well. So is it key person there again, it's Italo. So we're ready to go as far as that goes.
Okay, so we would the start the contract, we'd call that done. And, okay, the next one was the libations or the drinks, and Mark and I had mentioned that to begin with. I guess anything further on that, Mark?
Yeah, I was thinking of because we're all pressed for time too, I was thinking maybe what I could do is join cooking forums and giving them the color palettes and seeing if anyone there could be creative in coming up with dishes, food dishes, and as well coming up with drinks, non-alcoholic drinks, or even joining a bartending a forum where people would again come up with a bartending, like a non-alcoholic drink with all the mixes. And maybe once they got the color palettes, they could play around with it.
Okay.
Does that sound like a good
idea?
Yeah,
it sounds reasonable to me. And last I heard, listening to the steering committee conference call, the MP3 on it, it sounded to me like Christoph had said that the branding was pretty well in place now. So I think the color palette is there. You might want to just check with him, but it's the way it sounded.
Okay, so do I get an okay from everyone else as far as joining other lists? Plus, it would guess us a different blend of members interested in LibreOffice. You know, we're extending our brand. So I guess with no one saying anything, that's a go then. So I'll give it a try and see what we can come up with there too.
Yeah, just let us know if there's any interest, I guess.
Okay.
Hi, hello, good afternoon.
This is Ismail Graminetti speaking from Belgium.
Oh, hi, how are you? This is Drew.
And, hello.
Glad you made it in. And we
yes,
have Mark.
I'm coming to Hamburg.
Oh, okay. Sorry about your inconvenience. We have Mark in Canada's on the line, and Alexandro, Colorado. David Nelson is with us, and Ralph. So.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, and I failed to ask, is there anyone that's willing to take the minutes of the meeting as we go? And if not, I'll take care of that. Okay, I'll take care of that.
Before we go on, should we also mention that this is being taped? And it will be public as well?
Yeah, it is. Florian had said that that's automatic. And if we use the IRC, I'm logging that, so we'll put the log up on that. So it looks to me like under the action items for the first agenda item last week, release preparation, the last was Mark to start a feature list page on the wiki. Coordinate with Sophie and Italo. Do we have a page on that? I think we do, right?
Yes, there is a page. I actually have to check on that again. I'll put it up on the wiki as soon as I find it again.
Oh, you mean up on the IRC?
Yes, on the IRC, sorry.
Great. Okay, well, let's... the next... slogan, and again, that was Mark to follow up with the Italo direct email and involve Sophie on that. And I know Chris had added that for an agenda item for this week or for this meeting. Unfortunately, Chris isn't going to make it. I did look at the wiki page. Is there anything you want to add on that, Mark?
Someone has mentioned also that. The slogan comes before we have a mission for LibreOffice, and I think that's a good point because we're establishing a slogan now, and we don't really know what the mission is, and it may not fit in well with our mission. So I wasn't too sure what to do with that, so I quit promoting it too much until we could talk it over between ourselves. I imagine that would make quite a bit of difference.
Anyone have any ideas on that? Well, personally, I'm catching up in the emails. I see there's been a fair amount of conversation on the mission statement last week or so. And, yeah, it makes sense to maybe table the slogan idea until the mission statement's finished that got to make sense. But as far as the action item, the page is started, and I guess, did you get an email off specifically to tell you on that?
No, not yet. I think it was Christoph who asked that the people who were working on the mission slow down on that a bit, because it was too early yet to work on the mission. I don't know. So it looks like the mission, some people had started in on the mission on the list, but now it's kind of on hold. So I'm not too sure what's going on. I guess Christoph would know.
Okay.
So we're just waiting on that.
Okay. Excellent. The next action item was Christoph. Not with us, so we'll pass on that. Hi. Did someone just join us?
Yes, it's Ismail again. The my previous connection was broken.
Okay. Thank you. And then the last action item from last time was on the website. That was my action item, simply to send an email to the website list and try to focus some attention on working on the test site that will turn into the live site for opening day. And we can close that off. I sent the email and that started. So if no one objects, I'd say we've covered last meeting's action items and we'll move to this meeting's agenda. Hello? Do we have a new person?
Yes,
no.
Hello.
Oh, hi, this is Drew. Can I ask
you to join us? Hi, Drew, Lamont Fortune. Yeah, it's Lamont Fortune. I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, hello, Lamont.
Hi.
We welcome to the meeting. We have Alexandro, Mark, Ralph, Ingram, David, and myself on the meeting. I don't think I left anyone out there. We've just gone over the action items from the last meeting, and now we're just moving to the agenda that's listed on the wiki page for this meeting. And just to make sure, I'll add that to the IRC. The second agenda item was Florian's. Florian's not here. And then we kind of basically covered that with Mark, the pieces he had, so we'll skip that. Third item was Christoph. About a server for surveys, we'll pass on that, I suppose. Especially since we have neither Chris nor Michael. Hello? Okay. Fourth item was the slogan. We'll pass on that again. We touched that with Mark again. There is a reference there to the slogan wiki page. And sounds like we're going to back off on that a little bit. But again, Christoph's not here. Current branding artwork was number 5. That's Christoph again. Again, not here. Just I stated earlier, I listened to the steering committee recording from their last meeting, and it sounded that Christoph had stated on that he was pretty wrapped up with the general branding, not counting my icons and whatnot, which apparently somebody's working on now. But we'll just leave that. Which brings us to number 6, which was the website, which I didn't actually add, but we'll leave there. Do we have any general comments on where folks think we're at on the website? The text about LibreOffice.
Drew, there's someone on the line who has a lot of feedback. But someone who just came in, you should maybe do a star 1 to quiet the line down. Oh, that works.
Oh, and it worked. Good. Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh,
to talk, to talk once again, you just hit star 1, just in case you don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Very good. Is there anyone that wants to have any comments on the current state of the website? I know it's an issue on everybody's mind right now. I was also on a steering committee recording.
I have a few. The Silver Stripe site, is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about, and I'll put it on mute, and it's all yours then for a minute.
Okay, so I've worked a bit on the support, and again, it's just a rough in, but it doesn't look like too many people are working on it. I haven't seen anyone. There doesn't seem to be any kind of coordination. And I know that Michael Wheatland has also volunteered to help out. We were of course busy with working on the Drupal site, and so we're going to take a little time out to help putting in the content. But does anybody else know of any other people who are interested in putting in content on the site? Because it just looks like the two of us are the only people. I don't know at this point.
Yes, this is Ismail talking. I would like to offer myself to put this content on the website. I'm used to using Drupal for my own website, so that won't be a problem.
I'm willing to, as a documentation guy, I'm willing to step in and do like proofreading and checking of content for, you know, stuff like that, if you like.
Just to let Igman know, this is not the Drupal site. This is a Silver Stripe site, but it's a very straightforward process of editing the pages there. So if you know one, you'll be able to help with this. Okay, I'll get off now.
Yeah, it just seems to me that if we were better organized and divided up the jobs, but it just seems to me like it's right now we're at the point where it's almost a free-for-all where everyone can pretty well do whatever they want for adding content, and the LibreOffice RC versions are coming out pretty soon, so we're getting close to release date, and the international site is nowhere close to being ready for release. So I know the steering committee is interested in getting the website up and going fairly quickly, but we can't do that without the international site being ready. So we just need people to put in content and formatting the content so that it looks great. But at this point, it looks like myself, I'm the only one who's put anything on, and Michael Wheatland, once he's freed up, he's going to give a hand as well. But we just need more people to put in real content on the site.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. I'd actually added a page earlier on mailing list. I do have a comment on what you added on the support site, and that I won't belabor it, but I am really against the idea of treating Nabble as a web forum. I know they use the term, but with Nabble currently is set up only to act as an archive with the same structure as the mailing lists, and it's trying to use it as a web form, it really falls woefully short of the kinds of features you'd expect that. So that's my only take on what's on the, currently on the support page. I put out a couple of weeks ago to try to get people to see if we could break off into teams and take some responsibility for different pieces of the of those pages. There's a lot of people doing work on the international pages. One of the things I think we're probably going to come up short on for this conference call particularly would be the why page, because that really focuses on the marketing side of things. I don't know if anybody is everybody's looked at the why page, the why section that was put together over on openoffice.org, and the idea of putting something like that here, even if we started by looking at what they've got on the German site for some of the reasons, you know, to go with the software. I'll certainly put some content in there over the next day or two. And but you're
I
right.
I got a question regarding the Silver Stripe.
Sure.
Basically, I'm still not sure what is the timeline for it to go live. I mean, as far as I know, I think they're still on the test domain, which is not clear if it's actually working. I mean, it's working, but I don't know if it's being published as if this is final stage, or is this still being worked out internally, and then we'll have a set date that the Silver Stripe will go live. I mean, live as a regular es.libreoffice.org domain without the test.
I can only tell you from what I took away from listening to the recording of the last steering committee meeting today, which was the site will migrate to the actual domain with the content that gets put into the test site. They'll just migrate it over to the actual libreoffice.org domain. I think the feeling that I took away from listening to that was that the structure of the site, or the fact that the CMX Silver Stripe is functioning properly, and really, as Mark said, the only thing we're waiting on now is for people to come in and fill in the actual content. And it's not just the international site. There's a number of international or a number of native language sites or pages that are still waiting to be built also. It's just, I agree, it looks to me like the English is woefully behind pretty much all of them. Time-wise,
I think
when
it's
they were
a chicken and egg situation in the sense that you have people, at least the general knowledge is that, well, this is not live, so why we bother to put content on it? I mean, most of the content that we want to show up, we'll probably put on the wiki or some other place to Silver Stripe, because we see that test. We see, well, this is not live, and we don't know when it's going to be live. So if we need to put content out there, we will probably think of the wiki first.
Well, again, if you go back and you listen to the last steering committee transcript, and if you look at what's going on in the bug tracking system and whatnot, you know, they're talking about no earlier than the middle of December, but probably sometime in January that they'd have the actual release. You'd want to have the website, I'm sure, you know, cut over before that. So my understanding, again, this is just my understanding, is that we need to put the content into the test site. It's not really, at this point, it's not really a test site, it's a staging site. We put the content in there, and that content is simply going to move directly over to the actual domain. We're not putting content in here to throw away. The content we put into the test site is the content that when we say that's good, that's the content that's going to be on the live site, if you will. And again, if I may, I would like to, for this conference call and for the marketing group, we talked about there's nobody taking any responsibility. I'd like to see us as a marketing group say we'll take responsibility for the marketing piece of it, which is that why page and the sub pages. I'll definitely, you know, step up and say I'll work on that, on those pages, and if got some other people here and say let's do it, then let's see if we can't focus on those. And there's already, you know, work on the download page. There's, I don't know what there is on the front page, but and Mark's done some on the support page. I added a mailing list sub page to that a while back. Basically, that's where I'm on that. I would like to see us say that, and the marketing group will start something this week in that Y section. So hopefully somebody else will jump in here and say that they'll commit to get something up there. We can talk among ourselves as to what part of the page we take.
Well, I personally think it's a good idea to we should pick one of the parts of the site to work on. At least we can commit to that, and as far as the other sections, somebody else will also have to pick up on that. So hopefully the website members will jump in and help out there too. So, but yeah, it seems to make sense that we should maybe take a look at the why section and build that up and add content. To me, like I would join up with that.
Okay. Yeah, as long as we can, if we get it started this week, it's not like we're going to write it and that's what it is, but we need to get the first draft so we can get the comments from everyone else, because we will get comments. They will be constructive, and it will be better off once we incorporate what the other people have to tell us. But we need to get something there so people have something to work against. And timing-wise, I can put a fair amount of work in this on Friday. So if probably a full half a day that I could spend on that. Mostly, I'd be bringing over some ideas I've put together from reading the current stuff. But let's at least get some early drafts in there and get it out to the mailing list. Get people looking at it and giving us some feedback, because we'll get a lot of good constructive feedback from many people. But I think we just need to prime the pump a little bit.
Do you think it would be better just to add it straight? You're saying putting that on the mail list, but maybe it may be better just to go ahead and put it on the section for people to look at. Then it's accessible to everyone and point them to that?
Yes, that's it. That's what I mean. I mean, we update the site, and then we just tell the mailing list that we've updated it so they can come look at it. Because we already have a lot of people
okay.
that have access to it. So,
sure, that sounds good.
Excellent. Do we have any other general comments on the website? Because if not, I'm looking at the time. We're halfway through the hour already, and I know Alexandro, I think, and Mark might want to talk about the magazine. So, if we could just say for an action item on that, Mark and myself to put some first draft of some onto the test site under the Y page by this weekend. Is that good with you, Mark?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I'll put that down as an action item for us then. And if there's no one else wanting to talk about the website, let's go to the next item, which is the, the next item here on the agenda was the mission statement, but I think we covered that, which is it's being talked a little bit on the mailing list, but last was heard, they're going to kind of pull back on that a little bit, so I guess we can skip over that. Anyone have anything else they want to say on that one?
Just a quick one. I think we should actually get a team devoted to that. And I think if I maybe suggest another member, Graham Lauder was actively involved in that previously. It sounds like it, and he could help us out to organize that really quickly and get people involved in the discussions. So we should try to maybe get him to join in on the mission statement if Florian and Christoph are agreeable to that. But it sounds like they wanted us to wait a bit on that anyway.
Yeah, I would recommend at this point that you you touch base with Christoph and then Florian. I think Graham's probably a good idea, but let's just run it through them and see where they want to go. Because I really don't know. I'm what you're saying about them wanting to slow down, I didn't catch that, but it may very well be. Anything else there? Okay. The next item would be, it says here on the agenda, Open Office Magazine, but I assume we mean LibreOffice Magazine. And I've noticed there's been a lot of talk about that lately, and I'm just going to throw that out there. I think Mark and Alexandro probably have some stuff they want to put in on that, and I'll put it on mute.
So, I'll talk. Yes, I put in. Sorry. Oh, go ahead, Alexandro.
Well, basically just a summary of whatever I said already on the mailing list about saying that there is already a magazine devoted for open office in the United States. I wonder if they will be keen to migrate into LibreOffice. I think they could. Benjamin came in the mailing list and say that he knows the people over there. He has been working with them, and they could give him he could get in contact with them. So if they are interested in migrating to LibreOffice, it would be a done deal. Now, what I've seen also is that many people have kind of like degraded the petition from a magazine to a newsletter, on an email newsletter. And also the big question is if we can develop enough content, because a printed magazine is just a whole different kind of work than just editing a mailing list. I mean, a newsletter on a mailing list, an announcement mailing list. So I think that the way that they've been handling in this Open Office magazine company is that they launch the magazine every other 3 months or 6 months. So it's not a monthly magazine, so that way they can have enough time to produce enough content for it. Also, I would want to add, I haven't said this or mentioned this on the mailing list, I do have contacts with people in Spain that they produce the Linux magazine in Spanish in Spain and distribute it in Latin America as well, and also have some contacts in Argentina, which they also produce a magazine for not for open office, but just regular open source software, and they could be interested. I haven't really approached them with the idea, but they could help out in at least getting some of the tasks involving developing a magazine. They have some editorial experience at least, and they could be of some help. And basically, that's it. Mark, if you have anything else to add.
Before we go to Mark, Mark, can you hold on just 1 second?
Sure.
Alexandra, what I was under the impression that the folks down in Brazil with BR Office have been doing a pretty good job of putting together the magazine for BR Office. Do you know if there's interest of them moving that to a LibreOffice magazine instead of BR Office? I mean, I think that branding's changing, right?
Well, they focus on BR Office. Of course, BR Office now is focused on LibreOffice. I guess they wouldn't have any problems. I haven't really asked them directly, and they haven't jumped in the conversation. So I cannot really comment about it, but I sure can ask them.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mark.
If I jump in here, Alexandra, I don't know if you got all of the mails that were involved in the discussion thread, but the BR Office people were answering, and at some point Claudio from BR Office did offer to do the magazine, and he in fact sent us a couple of examples that they had done in Portuguese, and that they also had an example that they had done in English. I'll try to leave here. I have an example here. I'll leave on the IRC, and here's their example. And he said they already have a team all ready to do a magazine. He has they have all the format done up. And if you take a look at that version there, and he does also have one in Castellano also. And you may want to take a look at that one too. Here it is. Now, he just sent us those as examples of what they have been doing, and he said they would be willing to do the whole magazine for LibreOffice altogether, and it would just be a matter of us feeding their editorial staff with articles and whatever events and things of interest that they could follow up and then write up on it. He also didn't think that a monthly magazine would make sense because there's not much, there's not enough things happening, but maybe a quarterly or like every 3 or 4 months would be more in line with what we should be doing. And I also thought, Alexandro, I'm not too sure if I'm right or not, but I thought that the link that you had sent us was for a is it for a profit company, like they're really a Linux magazine?
Yes, and they have a distribution set up, and you'll be able to go and buy it in the Barnes and Nobles, and also the links with the other people in the editorial area that have they do have a commercial magazine either there. Sub-distributors or distributors for the, I think the Linux Magazine Core is in Czech Republic, in Poland, sorry, in Poland. And then it gets translated into Linux Magazine English and Linux Magazine Spanish and French, German, etc. So, however, I think they already have like editors in all these countries, so each magazine will also have homegrown content. So, and all of them are for profit. So that will be the big difference. Also, in LibreOffice, the big question as well is that if they are thinking if it's going to be an e-sign or e-sign or a real magazine, and with distribution channels, and then the big question, of course, is how to push it to different markets, because the editorial distribution channels are a little bit broken. I mean, I had this conversation before, and for example, if you publish something in Spanish in Spain, it will take up to 4 to 6 months to show up in Latin America. And if you have something in the States published, then it will take just 1 month. So it also has to do a lot with where does it get published, so the distributors can push it to the rest of the country.
Well, this is Drew.
Go ahead,
Mark.
Oh,
well, I was just wondering. I'll go real quick. On this magazine idea, my first question as I read along through all this was, is the magazine intended to be to our end users, or is the magazine intended to be to our more, you know, recruiting for or more active community members? Because I see, like, two things going on here, right? There's a magazine which I think makes sense towards an end user perspective, and then I would not just blow off the idea of an email based newsletter that's really geared more towards the way of letting the community members know what all the different things are going on inside the community. Now, I don't know how much of that conversation has happened. I don't know if anybody's taken on the task of actually looking at getting together a newsletter at this point. But I just put that out there. I mean, I think we should encourage these third-party magazine publishers to publish information about LibreOffice. But I think that's a wholly separate subject from our own magazine published by someone in the community, targeted either towards the community or towards the end users, but we should decide what that is. And I think that's a different question. And that's, and I'd be in favor of that. So, Mark, go ahead.
So what we're really looking at are, one, one group doing a for-profit magazine on where you could actually go buy at a magazine rack, and the other would be a magazine that would be, for example, the BR Office group. They have their magazine site where they could have a magazine site in different languages if that were possible. So I guess they're really like two groups that we're talking about.
Well, again, just speaking, this is Drew speaking from my own perspective. If you're talking to a publisher that's a for-profit operation, I don't see that as our group at all. If they see if they feel there's a compelling business case that they should publish a magazine about Liberal Office, I think we should help them by having contacts for them when they are looking for content, you know, interviews or how to find information about what's going on. But they would also, I'm sure, be wanting to do tutorials and whatnot. But that I would see that as a wholly separate outside the community activity. If they want to do that, I think that's great. We should encourage that and we should have avenues to help them. But I would say for the community, we should be a not-for-profit, and that would be inside and maybe a slightly different target.
Yeah, that's like I totally agree. If I may, Alexandra, I'll just put up the page that you sent us in your mail, and that's a good example. Here it is on the IRC, and that site. I guess Alexandra, maybe you could explain how often they put up something about Open Office.
Yes. Actually, the key contact there would be Benjamin, since he was the lead editor for the Open Office magazine in that from Linux Identity, and he worked with the people from Linux Identity to bring this magazine up into production. And the only thing will be here to maybe if he's able to participate a little bit more about contacting them and seeing if they are interested in moving to LibreOffice, then that will be something that will be straightforward, because they're already producing the magazine, they're already distributing it, at least in the United States, and it will be just a matter of changing the title. And just asking them if they're feeling that this will be better business for them or sticking with the Open Office brand. So this is just a very conversation more targeted with Benjamin in this regard. However, the only big thing here is that I don't know if they're international. I don't think they are. It would be also another question if they distribute internationally or not.
Okay, but okay. You said as well there are other groups who do it. You know of other groups who publish magazines on that you can buy on the rack. Then maybe it sounds like we should really almost make there would be the two groups, the magazine on the rack for profit and one magazine that we do in-house, as in our own magazine by our membership.
I don't think we should call it a magazine because, well, or at least to differentiate the one from the other, because the magazine, the PDF magazine, is usually called eSign or an electronic magazine. And a magazine usually is paper. I mean, that three version. So I mean, we have to also make up our mind, because also by publishing it only digitally, it's a different market. Even though now it's different because everybody has Kindles and iPads and all that they consume a lot of reading material on an electronic format. Still, one of the big things of publishing, of the big reasons of publishing a magazine, is not just because it's for profit, but also because it increased the brand, because they shop in the newsstands and people will start recognizing the product or the brand, And that is a conversation that I think we should put on the table, because it goes with the goals of why we want to do this in the first place.
Right. This is true, and I think as far as interfacing with commercial publishers, because really that's what we're talking about here, that's probably currently falls under the purview for Italo. And I know he's commented about some plans for some kind of a marketing campaign, but as far as I know, it's not public to anybody, so I don't know what's going on there. I think if Alexander was right. If we concentrated on an e-zine or electronic format, that's probably where the community-generated content makes more sense than this idea of encouraging commercial publishers to publish articles about LibreOffice and maybe even a magazine about LibreOffice. I think that's a great thing to pursue, but I think that's probably something that Italia's got to head up, just from the way the structure is set at the moment. I would add real quickly before we go, I would like to, I guess I could send out some email the next day or two, but I really think we need to get an email-based newsletter started sooner than later on a fairly regular basis, even if it's not full of all kinds of neat content, but and target that really with lots of information about what's going on in the community, what the different groups are, what different, you know, sets of people are working on. And with a goal, because one of the things we really need to concentrate on is always trying to find new people to come in the community. And so I would see it as a commercial magazine being more about talking to our end user base, and as we get down to a newsletter particularly, to helping encourage people to get active into the community. So I think as a marketing group, we might want to maybe take a lead on that, getting that newsletter email format started.
Now, the newsletter, I agree, but also we need to consider the international part of it, because as far as I know, we did have a newsletter in OpenOffice that was published somewhat regularly every month. And however, most of the, it wasn't really structured, it was just English-based, and the work was basically done by Kay Cole. So there was no communication with the native language, and some native language will translate, will be doing the translation of the newsletter. Some of the others will have their own newsletter infrastructure. And it was a little bit uncoordinated, in my opinion. So that's another thing that we should talk about. Now, a little bit about what I was saying about everybody having iPads and Kindles and stuff. I've been also involved with a lot of people that are having conversations about how content is being aggregated. And I know, Drew, you have done a little bit about that, using some middleware about trying to extract relevant tweets or relevant content from around the web, and kind of creating a newsletter out of the content outside on the web and putting it together. And even, I mean, it starts looking actually like an editorial page, even though it's actually content from the web. We could also, I don't know if there's an opportunity to having that, but also part-time, like a complement of a newsletter. I don't know if that makes sense, or I'm trying to get my point across here.
Yeah, that's you are making a good point, and that's something actually I haven't seen a lot of conversation. I think Michael and Mark, those folks may have looked at this on looking at the Drupal site. I haven't seen a lot of, I've seen people mention social contact, but I haven't really heard anybody that talk about how they would use it, and I definitely have some ideas on that. But this aggregation, this aggregate function, as part of that, you know, back to the newsletter that Open Office did, Kay was the person doing that, or is the person doing that. I thought he did a really good job on a once-a-month publishing. And I know Charles Schultz was acting as to supply information from the native language teams into the newsletter. But you're right, Alexander, it was English only. But even so, I think we... If that's all we could start with, I think we need to get started. And I think at this point the best way is just to get an email out about the newsletter as a separate item, different from the magazines, and see if we can't get that generated and get that started. Because I think that's really important that we have some regular channel like this that's really geared more towards the more active community member, maybe branching out a bit from that, but really focused at getting folks brought into the community and active in the community, knowing what's going on, what they might want to jump in on. That's my take on that. And if no one objects, I'd be certainly happy over the next couple of days to kick off an email discussion on that and see if we can't get that started somehow. Anyone object to that?
That's fine with me.
Okay.
To point you to the IRC, there's a question here. It says, let's say I guess he's having problems with his phone, but he asks, let's say we started the magazine, is it possible to republish selected content for local magazines under the TDF name? I imagine that all has to do with the copyright. Is it published? No, I think it would be okay, right?
I think we can't answer that. That's something we would need to kick directly to the steering committee. Anything on the copyright right now, we need to move that to the steering committee. And I think that's exactly where that question falls in. There was already a question about Open Document Fellowship or Friends of Open Document doing books and whatnot. So they don't really have that copyright policy in place at this point. I see this question here too, and we really need to get that to the steering committee folks and let them determine how that would work with the copyright. But I'll put a copy of this IRC log up with the minutes. So.
Okay.
I'm just looking here. We're about done with our hour. Is there anything else on this magazine that we want to, or a magazine idea, or the newsletter idea, or I think we've probably gone over that for this call. Is there any other items anyone wants to bring up in general?
Oh, there is one that I guess it bothers me a bit, is I find that the localization groups work a lot in the dark as far as major events that we have going on with organizing LibreOffice. Like, I know they're all in the process of translating their own for their native language sites, but I find that a lot of the groups are a little misinformed about all that we're doing. So I know from the website group, I've been leaving some of our more important messages on the localization mail list, if that's what you call it. Anyway, it's just a comment that I find we're doing everything in English, but the other groups who cannot speak English are a little left in the dark, so they don't really know what's happening. So we need to find ways to get our information out a little more efficiently to them so that we all know we're all members regardless of language. So we need to somehow get the words out. So the leads in those groups, maybe we should try to encourage them to pass on the information in their group so that they're all involved. Just a comment.
Okay, I'll note that in a minute. Is there anything else from anyone else? I guess not. Our hour is up, not hearing any other. Yes, yeah. I will note that in a minute, Smirk. Not hearing anything, any other ideas, anything else to discuss, I would suggest that we would call it a day for the meeting. I think it's a good idea to try to keep these things to the hour. Anyone object to that?
Hansana says, please take number 9. Did you cover that? That's in the IRC there.
Oh, no, I did not. Promotional video clips. That was under Danishka, who didn't make it today. But if anyone... I actually have something I can add on that.
Danishka is here. He's just having... He's having problems with his mic. So he can hear us.
Okay. Danishka, if you're on IRC, is there anything you want to type in there for us on the promotional video clips? Well, while we wait, there was a individual working on a video for Open Office prior to the announcement of the TDF, and it kind of stalled. Bernard and myself had talked with him about finishing this video up. He had actually put out kind of a skeleton sketch of it. We're looking at making something for the 10th anniversary of Open Office. That just ended. I sent him an email before I went on my trips here over the last couple of weeks. Touched base with him. He is still interested in finishing that video, and he is very interested in finishing it for LibreOffice. So at this point, he's got a basic skeleton of kind of a flying zoom view that moves to separate computer screens in like a work cubicle area where we would fill in information on the different screens, but we don't really have any kind of a storyboard as to what would be there. So he had offered that if we had some ideas as to what we would want to see, really, literally, if we could sketch it on a piece of paper and scan it in or however we'd want to do that, he's more than willing to take that kind of input from us and work on generating a quality video for us. So I don't have his, I'm sorry, I'm a little behind here at the moment. I don't have his email right in front of me, but I will follow up with that on the mailing list. So that's one solid, partially created video that we could definitely work on. We just need to get with this individual. And again, Bernard may want to. Bernard Diepold, by the way, in the arts group from Open Office, may want to get involved on that again. So I'll add for myself as an action item. I'll send an email to Bernard directly, and mention this on the email list with a little more detail and see if we can't get with this individual. He's in Eastern Europe, as I recall, because he's a student, so his time's a little flaky here and there, but he's definitely interested in finishing this through. So let's see. I'll look at IRC and see if we have anything from Nishka on where he was thinking about that. Any other ideas on that, on videos? I guess you all know that there was a YouTube channel created under the LibreOffice Vols name, which is just a name I make up when I'm doing something kind of proactive, and I don't have authority to take the official name. that YouTube channel is actually doing very well. I've been adding as people put videos about LibreOffice onto YouTube. I search every couple of days. I usually catch stuff within the day that it comes out, actually. Get it onto the channel, and I publish it through the LibreOffice Vols microblog, which is through StatusNet, and then interface that with Twitter. And that that YouTube channel's already, I think we're at like 1,500 views or so. Every time I put a new one in there, I get a pretty good hit, a couple of hundred views. And it's starting to build a little bit, so even when I'm not adding something, we're getting views during the days. So there's a lot of, you know, nowadays video is definitely the thing. Everybody wants all, you know, they want it in video. So I think this is something we really need to both encourage and to make some of our own. Does anybody need that? Anybody want that address as to where that YouTube channel is? It's pretty straightforward.
Yes,
put that up. Make sure that's right. Okay, I just added that's the actual IRC. I mean, that's the actual YouTube channel. I just added to the IRC. And then I augment that with a StatusNet microblog. And I will, where I created a group for that. And I'll add that to the IRC also. So when I publish something to the channel, I announce it through this microblog so that it's kept as a record, and I just added that to IRC also. And again, that's go ahead.
Yeah, I have a small idea. I don't know if it's a good one yet. I actually need to talk it through with the people that I know. But usually there is some people that are interested in video in general in open source. They produce video podcasts of Linux and other open source technologies. And the idea was, well, if we can call them up and work with them to produce, because they also have a lot of experience in producing video and effects and everything. And so we can work with them so they can produce more quality videos targeting LibreOffice. And I guess the big thing that they will need, it will be just the content, so like the screenplay or the not sure how to say it and for video producing, but just basically the content. So they can just read it through the script and produce a video based on that. Also, I have friends with the Blender community that they do a lot of video effects or special effects. They could also provide some assistance in case we want an animation. But it's something that we will need to start asking around if we can have a better offering and they are available to produce the do these projects. It's something that I've been asking since the open office days for a while. It hasn't really picked up, and I haven't really spoke to it to the community because it's also very work intensive for them.
Okay. Well, maybe if you could... if you could maybe put together a wiki page with some of that information and then just send an email to the marketing list and point to the wiki page so that we get some more eyeballs on that, because I don't really have anything to say on that at the moment.
If I think if we could put that on the ideas wiki page, that would be probably the logical place to put on.
You mean the ideas for specific videos, or that we should just have videos?
No, the
he was saying about an idea page.
Yes.
No, no, I understand. On the ideas page, the idea would be to that we, for specific videos or simply for a way to distribute it to the videos. I'm not sure what we want to put on the idea page. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, whatever the item that Alexander brought up, and he said he had not really put it on all together yet, but maybe if he could put the proposal together and leave it on the ideas page.
Yes, I that sounds like a very good idea. Alexandro, how does that sound?
Okay, I'll do it. If you have the link for a wiki, or I just search for idea.
It's on the IRC.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Also, while I got you guys here, I sent out an email 3 or 4 weeks ago about this YouTube channel. I'm already adding videos in multiple languages. I've got a couple of Spanish language, Belgium, I forget what the last... anyway, I don't put every video I find into the channel. I try to triage it to a certain extent so that there's a lot of stuff out there like captures of a local news report off the air, and some of the blogger stuff where they talk about LibreOffice, but it's just a little section. I haven't been adding those. I've been adding more of the tutorial styles and a couple of the general purpose ones. But what I'd ask for, and what I'll ask for again on the call here, is it's difficult for me to screen the quality of what's being said when they're speaking in a language I don't speak. I can see the video, but I can't really make out what they're, you know, how well they're presenting themselves. So I'm looking for people that will help me with this. The YouTube channel is set up with an account called LibreOffice Vols, which I don't consider to be my account. I consider that to be a shared account. So if I could get a couple of volunteers, in Spanish, German, whatever languages you speak, that would be willing to help on this, I'd be more than happy to set folks up as an administrator there, and you can add stuff on your own. Just put that up, just to let you know. You just need to contact me on the email lists or however. I think Lithuanian was the last one I put on there. So. Is there anything else then? We're about 15 minutes over our hour, so. David, anything on documentation you want to talk about, or?
No, nothing specifically on documentation. I'm very, very busy on that right now, on the documentation pages and stuff, so, you know, I don't have too much time to put my attention elsewhere. I was mainly listening in tonight because I wanted to hear the brainstorming about the the project motto or stuff like this. I was particularly interested in that. But like I said, as regards to the website, I'd be happy to help out, especially if somebody like sends me a mail and says, you know, David, can you just do this for me? I'll be happy to help out. Check content. I can also draft content, but I think the problem is with the drafting process on the website is that probably people are like pretty nervous about stepping in because they're not quite sure really what message you do want to send. It's true that Italo would need to come forward and give more support.
Right.
You know, I could have stepped in a long time ago and started drafting stuff, but frankly, I'm not too sure what you guys want to put up there.
I understand. Sometimes there's too much freedom, and it's hard to start, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't say too much freedom, but kind of a lack of direction. I don't know how to address that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any of us on this phone call today that is in the loop enough to say anything intelligent on that. I mean, there seems to be things coming out through the guys that are on the steering committee and the marketing side. I don't know. You'd have to ask them directly. But as far as putting content on, my opinion is just put it there, because it can always be removed, and it's going to get edited. It's going to be edited. I'll guarantee you that.
Sure. I think one of the important goals of the next marketing conference call would be to get Italo on the line.
Great. Anybody want that as an action item?
Who's a bully here?
Oh, no. Well, that would be me, but I'm trying to change my ways.
Ah.
Well, guys, I don't really see us going anywhere now. I think we're just kind of talking about the same thing again. Anything from any of the folks that have been quietly listening? Do you want to say anything here before we wrap it up?
Well, the only thing I would add again, I think Drew, you know, if you want to be the action taker on that one, the thing would be to really convince Italo to take part in the next conference call, and I think the whole thing will mean more.
I see a question on IRC about do we need a TDF marketing channel? Well, we have a marketing mailing list already. And we actually have three marketing lists as of today. We have the general international marketing list, we have a U.S. marketing list, and there is now a Paraguay marketing list. So I guess the marketing lists are going to, if one can extrapolate from that, are probably going to grow more towards the localities, which I think makes real sense. So
I think Han Fana is talking about an IRC channel. I don't know. You know, it's function. Nobody's interrupting the communication on the IRC channel here. So, you know, I don't really think you need a specifically different IRC channel.
Yeah, I see that he's agreeing. He's saying that is what he's talking about. I have mixed emotions on that too. I'm not sure. I'd see a TDF more. A dedicated channel, you know, we can certainly. I can't see any reason why we can't just among ourselves decide we want to get together and talk about something. You just go on to IRC and you create a channel for use. You know, at some specific time, and if people wanted to do that kind of thing, it's pretty straightforward. You know, you open a new channel, let people know what the name of it is. So we could certainly look at that. Maybe I can touch base with Florian and those folks. Personally, I wouldn't see a need for a dedicated TDF marketing IRC channel yet, but I think we should be proactive, and when we need one, we just create one and let people know and get together and work.
Right. I think the Documentation Foundation channel, generally speaking, is pretty quiet, you know. So it's not like there's a lot of noise there. You know, there's not several conversations taking place at once. It's, you know, not like the LibreOffice channel where you have all the devs on there. Wow, that's really busy. But the Documentation Foundation one is pretty quiet. So, you know, and it's nice to have the process open to as many people as possible. And, you know, they're not having to track, you know, oh, I have to go to this channel to listen to this and that channel to listen to that. So I think it's best to keep it on the Documentation Foundation channel.
I tend to agree with you for the moment. That's why I don't see a dedicated channel. If we need to put something together for, you know, a specific, this afternoon there's going to be five of us talking about something, we can certainly throw one of those together. That's just how IRC works. So, and I see Hantana is not actually hearing us, but there'll be a transcript or a recording here posted of this, so you can listen to it offline. I would propose that at this point we just call it quits for the meeting.
Sounds good.
And okay, not hearing any objections. I would say thank you to everyone that came by, and lots of work here. But don't be shy. I know I haven't jumped in as much as I should. This Friday, I'll definitely jump in on that Y page, and I'm sure Mark will be there with me, so we'll get some stuff there. And as far as that test site, don't be afraid to put some content up there, because just remember that it's open for merciless editing.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All okay. Right, thank you. Y'all have a good afternoon or evening.
Yeah, see you next time,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.